Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that's got everyone using the hashtag delete Facebook.
Is that us?
Yeah, we're doing that. Wow. I'm Gabe Dennen, and I'm here with my two co-cord cutters, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, man, I got two words for you. Cambridge Analytica.
What are those words?
They got our data, and I don't know what they're doing with it, but that's why we're all deleting Facebook.
Who is that?
Wow. They're one of these shady companies that bought a lot of user data from Facebook and used it to get Trump elected.
They're mole men,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, great. They sound great. Cool.
Yeah, they sound cool.
So they're probably like jacking off to our data right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's what's happening.
Gross.
Listeners, get rid of that. Unless you want your Facebook data jacked off to, got to get off that Facebook.
They're just looking at sexy call logs.
Yeah, exactly.
if you don't want anybody to jack off, log off.
Exactly.
Nice. Log off.
Also, don't follow us on Facebook at TrendsWBenefits.
Yeah, and we're not going to delete our Facebook page, unlike Tesla. I just want to put that on the record right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. By the way, if you've been hearing another voice who hasn't been introduced, I'm going to introduce him right now. He's the main man himself, Alan Santiago.
Hey.
Hi.
The main man here.
What's up, main man? Welcome. Thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
That was a cool song.
Thank you. That's our friend Andrew Clotworthy. He made that for us. Shout out, Andrew.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
What up?
Sounded like a Chromeo or something. You ever get that? Has anyone ever said that before?
No.
Really?
I have not heard, no.
Oh.
I've heard of, wait, I don't know Chromeo. I know Gnomeo from the Gnomeo and Juliet movie.
It's that guy's cousin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's that band's cousin.
Oh, okay.
The whole band has one cousin, and he was in that movie.
They're all related to, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we love our theme song, and it really makes our show, I think. It's all downhill.
Everything else is garbage.
After the song, it's like, oh, well, we have to live up to the song.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have a podcast and then that theme song, or are you like, okay, we have this kicking theme song.
What do we use it for?
Let's start a podcast.
Yeah.
The song came first, and we're like, wow, I guess we have to do a show because of the song. The song's so good.
Yeah.
And it's so specific about what our show is about that we had to craft it around that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool.
You know, it talks about Left Shark, the blue dress, blue and white dress, all the things that are still relevant now and people are still talking about them.
Yeah, yeah.
That being the subject of our show, things that are trendy and trending and you know, hot.
Or not.
Oh.
Delete Facebook.
Is that hot or not?
It's hot right now. It's hot. Right now, that's hot. Do you find that that's something that you are aware of? What are trendy things?
I heard a lot of people deleting it.
Did you delete yours?
No, I'm not going to.
No.
Because I have a bunch of because they take your data and stuff.
Yeah. Jack off to it.
Yeah. But I don't post a lot of stuff on there. I'm kind of a mystery on there.
Yeah.
And also have a bunch of fake likes, stuff I'm not really into.
Ooh, okay.
So if they do have a profile on me, it's not,
it's not accurate.
Not accurate.
Yeah.
Nice.
I threw them off.
But the thing is that they're pulling data from your phone, right? Isn't that what everyone's pissed about? Is there they have call logs of your actual phone and your text message logs and who you're texting and how many times.
From what I remember from my one NPR report that I remember hearing, that this company, they took data from you and data from your friends.
Mm.
But since then, Facebook kind of shut down what data that apps can get. So they have an old kind of profile of you, not like a current one.
Okay.
But it's still relevant because it's how much do you change?
And I mean, younger me is definitely more jackable than
currently. Absolutely. If look at listeners, if you could see young Gabe,
oh yeah,
you'll be thinking, so I need a. You know what?
He looks like Ryan Gosling.
You know what? Yeah. In this climate, I shouldn't be saying this, you know.
And now I'm fat old Ryan Goose. So you're listening to NPR, so you have an idea of what's going on and trending in the world.
Yeah, I got a pulse on the nation.
Nice. That's good.
Are you on Twitter?
I am.
Okay.
Also sneaky on Twitter?
I am. Most of my things are like fake. Ruses to throw people off.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, yeah.
That's a good alternative to delete Facebook, is just
fake personas?
Fake Facebook.
Yeah.
Fake mm-hmm. Facebook, double F, hashtag yeah, FF.
We are starting a new hashtag now.
Are you guys are all on Twitter and Instagram and everything?
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
How about Snap?
We're on the Snap.
You guys are on the Snap?
We're on the LinkedIn.
I'm not on Snap. I stopped using it because it's garbage now.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, the new Snap is Instagram, right?
Right. Well, I mean, I'm kind of annoyed about it because...
Ooh, why?
I liked Snap better before, mm-hmm. and then they changed... I don't know if you guys heard about this.
No.
They changed it so that, like, it's so much more annoying to use now, and, like... You basically have to swipe through a bunch of garbage to get to like anyone that you're following.
Like the interface is all confusing.
Yeah.
Mm. Like I can't figure it out.
Yeah. It's confusing. You can't find your actual friends. You just get like bombarded with like old Vine stars or something. And then you're like, fuck, I can't find anything I need. Not that you need to watch any of it.
Yeah.
But then they also did this thing where they put up a poll that was like about Rihanna and Chris Brown. And
uh-oh.
It was like, would you rather like slap Rihanna or
oh, no.
kick, or I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something that was like making light out of her getting beaten up by Chris Brown.
Uh-huh. It's crazy if that was the option, slap Rihanna versus anything else. Yeah. Even having that as an option.
Yeah, that's a horror.
Or eat an orange.
That's in really bad taste.
No, it was. And then Rihanna, who was one of the biggest people on Snapchat, posted and was like, everybody delete Snapchat. Ooh, they're fucking assholes.
Hashtag delete Snapchat.
Wow. Yeah.
What was the result of the poll?
it was slap Rihanna.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I think like their stock plummeted after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Especially after Rihanna showed up as a guest star on the slap. We all remember the slap, right?
Oh yeah,
NBC's the slap.
The slap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, did we ever get to get a good look at that slap?
No.
It was all building up.
It was all building up to it.
We gave up before
the
we
show
saw
got
it.
Canceled. Before you, they showed the slap.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
Left me on a cliffhanger. Is this person gonna get slapped or not?
Yeah, we want it to see more. My biggest criticism of that show: more slaps.
that was what America's criticism too.
Yeah,
that's why it didn't work.
Yeah.
We should introduce you, Alan, to our producer who's also here.
Oh,
you may have noticed when you walked in that we have a full production glass situation with a full staff.
Oh, yeah.
Right, they're working away. Hi. I don't know that guy, but...
I think he's the delivery guy.
Okay. Yeah. They're all led by our head producer, who is the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist for the TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Okay. We got to it.
Please meet Robo Laura Hall.
Oh.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Hi, Miss Hall. Great to meet you. You look great.
Slap me.
I don't know if that's...
You don't have to do that.
I don't know if that's appropriate, Miss Hall.
Yeah.
Miss Robo Hall.
You're so polite.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm very new to this robot thing. I don't want to...
It's inappropriate if you don't slap me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, calm down. Yeah. All right.
So, you know, she's...
Alan's one of our guests.
It's become self-aware.
Yeah.
I'm horny.
Oh.
She's often horny. That's kind of her thing.
Yeah.
Keep it together, please. We're trying to run a show here.
So she's got a lot of personality and likes to inject it occasionally throughout the show.
It's kind
of
cool.
She's also a name dropper.
Really?
She is a bit of a name dropper.
Yeah. What kind of names?
Rihanna.
Oh, what about her? She's always talking about her famous relatives. I mean,
she's one of the new Ocean's 8.
Oh yeah, she's
one of the new Ocean's 8.
Yeah,
she's bragging about how her and
Chappie
Mindy
is my cousin.
Ah.
Oh yeah, Chappie.
I actually never saw that movie.
Don't. Yeah, she's one of the Ocean's 8. She's been really talking about that nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie or one of the oceans?
Yeah. She's a new ocean.
Yeah.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta, board certified addiction medicine.
Ask a Gotta is my segment where the readers write in or call in or text in.
Readers.
And they talk. They come to me for advice on, you know, love, work, family. Farming, you know, any problems that they could have. Anything.
Farmville.
Yeah. And if you have a question for me, you can call in or text 432-AGOTTAHIGH, or you can go to twb.cool/ask and submit your question there. What do you got for me today?
This question is from Phone Woes. Hi, Agata. I've been dating a new guy for a couple months now. He's great, romantic, thoughtful, very cute. But he is on his phone all the damn time. We're at dinner at a restaurant, on his damn phone. We're hanging out at home, he's on his phone. We just went on a road trip, he was on the phone the whole time. He'll ask questions and seemed to sort of engage with the conversation, but I swear he's looking at his phone like 90% of the time. It makes me feel neglected, like he's only sort of half paying attention to me. I really, really like him, but I'm wondering if this means we aren't compatible? Or do I say something to him? I don't want to seem controlling, so what would I say?
A modern question, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we are.
You couldn't write a question like this before the telephone was invented.
Yeah. No. Okay, so you're dating a new guy.
That's right. True.
You'd
be in a book all the time. Hey, this guy reads too much.
Yeah, exactly. Always got his face in a book.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can I go? Okay, so you're dating a new guy, and he is doing something on his phone. You didn't clarify. Mm. Is he texting? Is he on Twitter?
Is he jacking it off?
Jacking it off?
Those are probably the three big options. But
true.
Okay, here's what you do. Okay, you give him an ultimatum. You say, it's me or it's your phone. And if you want to be with me, you got to get rid of that thing.
Nice.
And only use an iPod Touch.
Wow.
Wow. That's whoa.
That's how you know.
That's a big move.
That's how you know if he loves you.
That's good. Are you good at laying down the law like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. <That's good. laughs> I love to just, you know.
Ultimatums.
Yeah. I think it's always a good idea in a relationship to give someone an ultimatum because then you know whether they actually like you or not.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's very black and white. It's either I like you or I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that your approach has the potential of backfiring? Like, what if you're like...
How?
I'm about to explain. What if you're like, get off your phone. You're on your damn phone all the time. I'm sick of you being on the phone. And then he turns around and he's like, but I've been buying you gifts on Amazon.com the whole time. And then you're the one who feels like a real jerk, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
I've been planning a surprise engagement this whole time. Yeah. Not anymore.
I've been turning down all these other women on the phone.
Yeah.
I've been getting advances on
the
phone.
Bad way.
Yeah. Swiping the bad way.
Whichever one that is.
Yeah, I'm on Tinder swiping the bad way.
Yeah.
Okay. My answer to all of that is that you can do any of that on a paper form, okay?
Oh.
Print out.
Buying Amazon
stuff? Yeah. Call them. They'll send you a packet that you can write in what products you want.
I forgot that was an option.
Yeah. You send it in. Easy.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then you got a boyfriend who's got his head stuck in forms all day long.
Yeah, that's true. The problem is this guy's addicted to stuff and doing things.
Yeah.
That's his problem.
There's nothing wrong with having a hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you got to do is get him addicted to kissing.
Oh, yeah. Nonstop.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm trying to decide if it would be great or bad if the whole time that he was looking at his phone, he was just looking at his girlfriend's Facebook
or
profile.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably be creepy. That'd be weird.
That'd be weird.
Now that you mention it, that's the weirdest thing ever. Got the real person right here.
I feel like I would be flattered.
Unless it was a young version of that person.
Yeah. Looking at old Facebook pictures.
Because we all know young version of you is so jackable.
That is something we all know.
Even me. Guest star.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Alan was actually the first one to say that.
True.
Yeah. I think I'd be flattered if someone did that to me. So,
really,
if you're going to be on your phone all the time, take just a look at my profile
the whole time.
I agree, Agata. Yeah. If someone's going to be out on a date with me and if they're looking at their phone, it better be a picture of a baby version of me. Because that's when I was in my prime.
Yeah. Oh, that's primo age.
Yeah.
Jackable.
I was the cutest.
Okay. I think we solved this person's problem.
Yeah.
What was it? Did we dump him? What was it? Ultimatum. I forgot. Yeah.
Ultimatum.
Okay, ultimatum.
Does anyone else have any ideas?
I think ultimatum's good.
Okay.
Yeah, you're like, hey, what the... Or at least, I don't know if this person has brought it up before. Maybe she doesn't bring it up. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the kind of thing where like you're annoyed by it, but you don't say anything.
Yeah.
Because you're scared or something. Just bring it up. Hey, you're on your phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. Now.
I don't think that would work.
No?
No.
Why don't you, like, here's what you do. You get on your phone, get on that FaceTime, and call up your boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Then you're the one, then you're engaged, you're both on your phone.
Yeah.
But you're talking to each other.
He declines it, though.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, I'm busy.
Oh, my God. Then you're getting a call from your mother, and you pick it up. Now you're dating your mother.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the rules.
Okay.
That's how FaceTime works.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you answer, you're dating.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, great job, Agata. I think you really helped.
Yeah, that's great job.
Thank you. I worked really hard. Okay, that was my segment. If you have a question, twb.cool/ask or 432 Agata High.
432 I'm gone high. 432 I'm gone high. July's funny pages. Now it's time for July's funny pages, part where I read a comic strip that I haven't seen before. Alan, what is your relationship to the Sunday Funnies, the comic strips?
I used to read them all the time, but you know,
when you grow older,
you grow out of it. You don't get the paper. Who gets the paper anymore?
Mm. Well,
not many.
Not many of us. I'm too busy looking at my phone all the time.
Yeah. You know? I used to read, they got the Marmaduke in there.
Oh, yeah.
The Family Circus.
Yeah. Which, if you had to choose, which is your favorite in the, you know?
I always liked, Charlie Brown was always funny in there. What else? Family Circus was funny. Never got too much Marmaduke. Thought it was overrated. Also, yeah. There's a weird one, like a Boondocks, where it just didn't make... No, not the Boondocks. It was this guy that was like a military guy.
Oh, well, there's Beetle Bailey.
Not that one.
Andy Cap?
No, I don't remember.
Hmm.
But it was one that just didn't make... Like, nothing happened. It just didn't make any sense.
That sounds like every comic. It
sounds like all of them.
Yeah.
All right, so you get to choose between three different comics, and I'll read it. And then how it works is I'll read the first couple panels, and then the last panel we'll go around and we'll guess what the, you know, the punchline to the joke is.
Oh, nice. That's
cool. So you got to choose between Garfield.
Ooh, I like Garfield.
Pearls Before Swine.
Never heard of it.
Or Peanuts.
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 I choose... Garfield. Garfield is always a good one.
Great.
And I think the punchline is going to be lasagna.
Oh, early guess.
Early guess.
All right.
Okay.
I love it. All right. So we have three panels here. we see John. He's I'm going to say in his kitchen, based off because he has a plate of food and he's holding a fork and he has a glass of something red. Let's say it's punch. he's shouting. He says, "Hey, Garfield." That's the first panel.
Okay.
Second panel. He says, "What do you think of the raisins I added to the mashed potatoes?"
Ew.
Look.
That's disgusting.
And now we go around and we'll guess what the final panel will be.
Okay.
Okay. I think Garfield is going to come on in panel.
What?
Right? He's going to step
down
into the panel.
Oh. Yeah.
And he's going to say to John.
Wait, what did you think?
Yeah. We have to guess the panel too?
Nothing.
Okay. Go ahead.
He's going to say to John, he asked, "What do you think of the raisins I put in my mashed potatoes?" Mm-hmm. He's going to say, "Have fun picking them out of my litter box later."
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's a solid joke.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Agata?
I think that Garfield is going to scream from another room and say, "That's fucking disgusting, you nasty fucking dick."
Wow, the first time they go blue in the comic. All right, I like it. Alan?
I, in the same as Agata's vein, he says, "Fuck you, John, and the horse you rode in on."
Oh, wow.
Lasagna.
Wow, yeah. We all know John loves his horse.
Yeah. It's a staple of the whole cartoon series.
Yeah. Garfield loves lasagna.
He loves his lasagna. John loves his horse. You're all wrong.
Wait, no. Even me?
Even you, Agata. That's
even Alan?
That's
even
impossible.
Alan.
Even me?
Even Gabe, even though solid joke, I gotta say again.
Thank you.
Hey, you can't be biased. You're an impartial party.
What really happens is John gets a big old face full of mashed potatoes, which knocks over his glass of punch, and his whole face is just covered in mashed potatoes.
Oh, not even any words.
No words.
Wow.
I should have saw that coming.
The only time the punchline is just an action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only time a punchline actually involved punch.
Punch. That's right. Oh my gosh. Ah. Two for two. Solid joke, Gabe.
You know, now I have questions about John. What was he doing putting raisins in mashed potatoes?
That's gross.
Fucking disgusting.
That is gross.
I've never heard of that before.
At all.
Well, now's the part of the show where I read the comments on the comic. Maybe the commenters on gocomics.com also have similar questions.
Oh, that's yeah, I could see that.
305 Bucket says, "Raisins on mashed potatoes? No thanks."
I'm with this guy.
"I can understand raisins on cookies."
Yeah.
"But this is a combination that wouldn't work for me."
Wow.
I've had there's like raisins and couscous, which is kind of like the most like savory version of like a raisin. Like,
yeah.
I think you'll find it more in that kind of cooking, but
I just don't like raisins.
But mashed potatoes.
What about in cookies?
Hell no.
Wow.
In cookies, they're like surprises in a bad way where I'm like, ooh, yummy cookie. And
what about the California raisins?
Fuck, do
you like them?
They were
fuck. Whoa.
Strong stance.
This whole show is anti-California raisin. I'm saying that on the record.
All right. Well, thoughts and views of that comment is just a gotta.
Yeah.
We don't want the California raisins hearing that through the grapevine.
And they are one of our sponsors. So.
Right. You just pissed off 75% of your fan base here.
Templo SUD says, "How about John bits of potato in the mashed potatoes instead?"
Wait, what? Say that again.
How about John bits of potato in the mashed potatoes instead? No, I don't mean tater tots. That was the fuck.
What's wrong with that? I want to meet both these people so bad.
Everybody's giving their own recipes.
Their idea is to put bits of potato in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I think they're talking about when you make mashed potatoes and there's like chunks of potatoes still in it.
That's not putting bits of potatoes into mashed potatoes.
Though. Maybe it is.
I thought the first guy was odd.
I think the tater tots actually sound like they'd go good in there.
Let's do it.
Tater tots in mashed potatoes?
Yeah, why not?
They're not going to hold.
That's true.
They're not going to hold, but we'll know they're in there.
And finally, Alexi Kakos says, maybe if you had used sweet potatoes, John, and then they decided to copy and paste the full recipe for a sweet potato souffle.
Oh, that's just first someone's running like a recipe website. That doesn't matter. They're just going to put it in
they
there.
And there's raisins in this recipe?
Let's see. We got 1 cup milk, whole milk, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon salt, 2 teaspoons sugar, 2 tablespoons butter, 2 cups
it's
of mashed
not related.
Potatoes.
It's just like, hey, how about
separated.
You do this?
1/2 cup raisins.
Oh, okay.
Half that is fucking
nutmeg,
gross, too.
15 marshmallows, 1/2 cup chopped
and
walnuts.
And marshmallows.
Hell no. Don't put marshmallows on my sweet potatoes.
Scald milk with next 3 ingredients. Add the potato and beat well. Add beaten egg yolks. Stir in raisins, nutmeg, and nuts. Fold in stiffly beaten egg and whites. Pour into greased 1 1/2 quart casserole. Top with marshmallows. Bake in slow oven, 325 degrees Fahrenheit. 45 minutes or until set. Serve 6.
Nice. Okay, and if anybody makes that recipe, please tweet at us.
Yes.
Yeah. There's got to be the case that this person's gone through every cartoon. They're like, how about any little mention? How about this recipe?
How about this?
Yeah.
Oh, they're running a recipe website.
Scam.
Yeah.
That's definitely what's happening.
Doesn't matter. They're just going to post a recipe in there, try to get more traffic. Trying to steal traffic from Garfield.
But they're not getting traffic if they're posting the whole recipe in the comments.
Oh, shoot.
That's
one flaw to the whole thing.
Well, maybe, you know, they could leave out one little ingredient.
Yeah, mystery ingredient. Yeah. Click here to find out.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then you give them a virus.
Breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs.
That's the mystery.
That's the
ingredient.
End of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God.
Wendy's dropped a mixtape.
Wendy's dropped a mixtape, I think is what she said.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
Wendy's
like a rap mixtape?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with their social media presence?
I am not.
Okay. Well, they're very like cool, hip lingo. Like they're all their tweets are just like attacking like other Twitter accounts. So this fits in with their brand, which is like we hate Burger King and McDonald's.
Oh, is it just them shitting on Burger King?
Yeah, like
there's
songs in there that are like diss tracks.
Diss tracks to Burger King?
Yeah, we'll listen to a little
who's
bit.
Who's rapping or singing on this?
I don't know. The mixtape's called
Dave Thomas.
We Beefin'.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
It's actually Wendy. Oh,
yeah, I think it is Tekashi 6ix9ine, who we're big fans of over here.
Oh yeah, play some of that, please.
How many songs on this mixtape?
I believe there's. Let's see. I'll get a track list up right here. We got 5 songs.
Nice EP length.
That's Twitter crazy. Fingers.
Twitter fingers. Holding it down. Rest in Greece, which I think is about McDonald's. Ooh. Clowning, which I think is about McDonald's. And 4 for 4.
I think Rest in Greece maybe. The Burger King? I know one of them's Burger King.
And they hate with that, but we tried your food with a flavor at. You number one. That's a joke. Why your ice cream machine always broke? Why your drive-thru always
that's
slow?
That's not a McDonald's.
Why your innovation just can't grow? It's queen when you need to say more. Nope. That baconator go crazy. That spicy chicken go crazy. You can take a fry and dip it in a sauce. It still be so tasty. The little tweets don't face me. Nope. McDonald's be so lazy. Why? I know the reason you hate me, because I'm fast food's first lady. It's Queen Wendy up in this thing. Y'all can't beat
so
us.
So do you guys think we should,
So I think,
like, that went pretty hard.
Ride down the street.
You liked it?
Blasting this out of our cars?
Oh, absolutely.
If they don't listen to the lyrics, it sounds pretty like a hard song over here.
Yeah.
I was like, that's tough.
I think we gotta go to the McDonald's drive thru bumping this.
Oh, you know? Man. Their faces.
Grimace's face.
Yeah.
Grimace's face.
Yeah.
He's just there. Happy to be there.
That's right.
Oh, boy. This just, honestly, I'm not on board with the Wendy's Twitter account. I think it's embarrassing.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Wow, shots fired.
Yeah.
Sounds like you beefing.
Yeah, I am beefing, and I want them to write a diss track about me.
Ah, that's
why. Ah, see, this is what it is.
I'm trying to bait and hook them into it, you know? I want to hear my worst qualities to a rap beat.
Ah.
You want to hear another track?
Yeah.
I do.
This is Holding It Down.
The day you thought to come after me. So what's the beef? They threaten and now I really see. They threaten and now I really see. They threaten and now I really see. Wendy's been holding it down for like a minute now. Mickey Bleep was trying to beef, it's time to finish now. The team can handle any problem, that's our principal. You get it now, Chicken Shack, you acting really wild. Quiet that down, Wendy's leave them all without a sound.
That beat is pretty fat.
It does sound pretty good.
Pretty, fat? It's pretty
fat. It's a fat beat, I would
think. It's pretty thick.
They're going after McDonald's.
Yeah. Man.
Do you think McDonald's is going to issue a...
They were smart.
Another diss track?
Yeah, it's got to be Ronald.
Clapback.
Yeah.
Ronald?
It's got to be Ronald.
Yeah. I think it should be the Hamburglar.
Ooh.
Like what he was talking about.
Yeah. Birdie singing backup.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Grimace in there.
Yeah.
As a producer.
Yeah. Grimace is a good hype man.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Well, you know, I mean, these companies, they gotta stand out somehow in this crazy fast social media world, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just think they need to be careful. You know, this reminds me of anything, it reminds me of the East Coast, West Coast beef.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ended in tragedy.
Yes. I don't want patties smeared on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want this to end poorly. You know?
Yeah. With Jack from Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Getting
you
shot.
Know, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's such a huge target. We don't want that.
Yeah. I didn't mean to shoot him in the head. That was all the whole thing.
It's just trying to scare him.
I was just trying to scare him by shooting a gun in his direction. Is even Jack in there, or are they always just after McDonald's?
I think it's mostly after McDonald's.
I think Jack is too regional for Wendy's to go after.
Yeah.
Is it regional? I thought it was everywhere.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Is it called something different? Another, or just they're only in a certain...
In France, it's called Jacques dans la boîte.
Fancy.
So that's great. I love it. I think it's a great...
The music sounded pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, they had the, you know, the money to get a good production team.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were rapping on there, are you embarrassed? Or are you... Like, if you want to be taken as serious.
Yeah,
as
I was kind of embarrassed for her because she was a good rapper, but she's rapping about burgers.
It might lead to good things, though.
You think?
It opens doors.
Or is it going to be like with Drake where she'll never be taken seriously because people will always associate her with
interesting.
Her
I think,
burger rapping?
Yeah, do you think this person is going to have the same career as Drake?
I think this person will be the next Drake.
Okay. All right.
If that's what you're asking. Yes.
It is.
Red Lobster is trying to make fried lobster and waffles a thing.
Oh. Lobster and waffles.
Hell yeah.
Like chicken and waffles.
I am so on board with this.
But with lobster.
Are you really?
Yeah.
This looks disgusting and sounds disgusting.
I would eat that.
I'm beefing
right
with
now.
This. You'd eat this right now?
I'd eat it. If someone put it in front of me, I'd eat that whole thing.
That's insane.
Wow. It looks delicious.
There's a photo of it here.
It's,
you can
they're
check
red,
it out.
They're Ellen. The Cheddar Bay biscuits. Like, that's what's in the waffle.
How much is it?
Oh, that's a great question. Terrible. I don't know.
Is that the deciding factor?
Yeah, because I like lobster, but
what's
so damn expensive.
It costs $20, it says.
Hell no.
What is to dislike about this, July?
The price.
Well,
I mean, yeah.
Price aside.
All right. I've telling Gabe pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Gabe have a little powwow pre-show. We'd like to talk about.
What are you guys talking about?
We go into the
sweat lodge in the basement.
Yeah, and have powwow.
We just do Pilates.
Okay, and what were you talking about?
We just like sweat a lot. And
right.
Breathe on
and
each
we're
other.
We're fast forwarding through the weird part.
We have a couple of cocktails, and then we go back into the sweat lodge.
Okay, and?
Sweat a little bit more. I was telling him that I don't like the idea of eating a lobster.
Why?
Because it looks like a creature still. I mean, I guess it doesn't hear,
that doesn't but look it tastes like good to me. It tastes good as hell. It's but just the, hard to get the meat out. That's my problem.
But
that's
but I have thing. Heard yeah. it called the cockroach of the sea.
Mm-hmm. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. Wait, even regular cockroach yeah. doesn't sound appealing.
I do. I eat them.
You eat them? Oh. All right.
I think maybe the maple syrup and seafood mixture is a tall order for me.
Mm.
I think like that. I can do the chicken and waffles. That's good. A little
oh my god,
sweet. That's
chicken
good
waffles
stuff.
Is so good.
But when if you're gonna put shellfish in there, I think that's a little bit of a weird mix.
Yeah, shell the fuck up.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Keep it in your shell.
You keep it in
to,
the shell.
You don't have to put the syrup on it. You could put just like melted butter. Yeah.
It's gonna touch though.
Yeah.
There's inevitable.
What's gonna touch?
Syrup.
But you don't have to. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to eat syrup.
Then you're gonna have a terrible waffle.
That's true.
You can have either just a okay lobster.
Uh-huh. You guys are making a good point.
Right? Or a terrible waffle.
Like I love chicken and waffles because the syrup goes well with both of the items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you substitute the syrup for butter or something, the waffle's not gonna be as good because you gotta have syrup.
Yep.
You know what I like is liver and onions and waffles.
Stop. That is disgusting.
Liver and onions?
And waffles.
With syrup on it?
With syrup on it.
Okay.
See, Gabe and I were talking about this pre-show.
Yeah. Okay. We were sweating. No. And he said, he went, have you eaten liver and onions recently? Oh,
that's what reminded him?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's so fucking gross.
What's the price point on this?
$20.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
Worth liver and onions is just as expensive as lobster. Have you never been to a restaurant before?
I haven't.
Oh.
I've been sheltered my whole life.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Should we go to one?
Should we go to Red Lobster after this and get some of this?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass on this particular thing, but I'd have some lobster or some of those shrimps, those fried shrimps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, give me the shrimp. Endless shrimp?
Endless.
Oh, yeah.
Toad and Toadette have been spotted holding hands.
Toad and Toadette have been spotted holding hands.
That's right.
Why is this news?
What is that? Also, what is that? Who?
You know, Toad and Toadette
but
from
were they not,
the Mario universe.
Were they not already fucking?
I think that's what the consensus was, is we didn't know as a, you know, outsiders looking in, but now it's been confirmed from...
From what?
Screenshots of Mario Kart Wii. Which is
a
an
game
old
that came
game.
Out like 5 years ago.
And someone just discovered this?
Yeah.
Hey, their little hands are touching.
Hey, I hold hands with people all the time. It doesn't mean that anything's happening.
Yeah, I guess it means more we were unclear whether they were siblings or if they were dating or
have
if
you never
just
held hands with a sibling?
Never.
Really?
Never. You know, because I was always told Facebook. FaceTime. If you FaceTime someone, you're dating them.
Right, of course.
If you're holding hands with somebody, you're going steady.
Okay.
You know? If you're sweating with someone,
you're dating
them. You're dating them.
Also.
All right.
By the way,
we broke up earlier.
We broke up earlier. Yeah. So,
what happened?
When we stopped sweating.
When we stopped sweating.
Oh, okay.
Over.
Yeah.
I can't believe all this happened before I got here. In the 6 minutes it took me to get here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot happens in the 6 minutes.
You guys were really sweaty when I walked in.
Great times when we were dating.
So, yeah, I mean, both of them, I gotta say, Mario Universe, with your characters, you're going a little, I mean, can't you just create a female character? Does it have to be male character?
Mario?
Yes.
Girl version? Yeah.
Oh, like a unique female character, not like a female version of
Mm-hmm. Give us a princess who isn't just Luigi in a dress.
Exactly. Exactly. I've always thought Princess
I never saw
Peach
that.
is just Luigi in a dress. Yeah. Thank you.
And then you got your baby versions of all of them.
Oh, my
baby
God.
Baby this guy. Baby that guy. Yeah.
So what would you rather see?
Looking Create good. An original baby.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Boss Thank you.
Just a, just a random baby.
Put Boss Baby into Mario Kart.
Play this game. It has this baby you've never seen.
Exactly. With new baby.
Yeah.
I don't think baby should be near carts. If I'm, you know, if we're being honest here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bold.
Get off the road, baby.
Strong stance.
That's true.
I wonder if they're married.
Toad?
Yeah.
I mean, who creates this lore of what's happening?
I mean, a writer's room somewhere.
Writer's rooms, you know.
Yeah. Throwing ideas, seeing what sticks.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever think about how the mushroom on their head is their head and not a hat?
What?
All the time. All the time. There is an image of the animated series, which is on Netflix, of Toad taking off his mushroom, because I guess it's canon in the animated series that it's a hat, but it looks so unnatural.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Like...
It's his head.
Is it his head or is it not his head?
It's his head.
It's his head, but the animated series, which is not... Which I guess was declared non-canonical Mario verse.
Yeah, look at this.
He has a hat.
Look at that.
That's what he looked like under there?
He looks so sad.
He's got three little hairs.
Yeah.
So do you guys want to play a quick game before we wrap up?
Okay.
Yes.
I've got a quick game, and it's very special because it's a timely game that I invented. We've got a new movie coming out next week called Ready Player One. Have you guys heard of this?
I heard of it.
You heard of it?
Yeah.
No one's seen it yet, though, right?
I haven't, but I went to the live thing.
Okay, cool. Well, I think this game will still work. This is a game called Ready Player Fun. It's time for Ready Player Fun. We planned that song down in the sweat lodge.
In the sweat lodge.
It sounded perfect.
Seamless.
So Ready Player One is this new Steven Spielberg movie. And unlike other movies that have original ideas, this is one that has references to old things. Have you guys heard this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I heard nostalgia.
Very nostalgic.
Very nostalgic.
So what I've done is I've gone to readyplayerone.wikia.com. Hmm. And what I have is some references. And you guys have to tell me, is this a real reference from Ready Player One that's coming out? Or is this a fake out? Is this not in Ready Player One?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do we get money if we win?
The winner gets a handshake.
Ooh. Oh, I don't want that.
Or a kiss on the forehead.
Okay. Ooh.
I got sweaty hands. I can't shake anyone's hand.
You dating someone? You got sweaty hands?
All right. So I'm just going to go down the list. Everyone's going to get a chance. And whoever gets the most right is the winner.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Is Harry Potter in Ready Player One? Might be an easy one just to get started.
Are we buzzing
going
in?
Going in line?
No, we're going to go. We're going to go in line. Oh. Got it. What do you think?
No.
July.
Now, which one is Harry Potter again?
He's
the boy who
wizard.
Lived.
Boy wizard.
The boy who lives?
Yeah. The boy.
All right. I'm going to say...
He was in A Christmas Carol.
Oh. I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say no.
Alan says, no. July, you have pulled ahead. Harry Potter does make an appearance.
That doesn't make any sense.
Player.
Amazing.
What does he do in it?
I call...
He lives, apparently.
He lives. Yes. Next one, Austin Powers. Is Austin Powers in Ready Player One? We're going to start with you, July.
No, baby.
Alan,
it's not his bag.
I'm going to say yes.
And Agata?
Yes.
Oh, July, you're correct again.
What?
Austin Powers himself does not make an appearance, but Dr. Evil's penis-shaped rocket ship does.
Okay, hold on.
What?
Why did you pause right there?
Yeah, I have my doubts about this.
I don't know.
Is this for a kid's movie?
I haven't seen the film, but this is all from readyplayerone.wikia.com, which features all the references from the movie.
Okay.
Movie's not even out.
Not out yet. I don't know how they got involved.
Okay.
Alan, Blanca, the character from Street Fighter II, the green monster, Blanca.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, Agata?
Yes.
And July?
Now, who's Blanca again?
He's a green monster, and when you tap a button, he does a little electric shock move.
Okay, he's in it.
You're all correct, yes. Blanca does make an appearance in the film. July, you're still way ahead.
Can I guess what his scene is?
What's that?
His scene in Ready Player One is he's at a space station, and he's looking up at the sky, and he's going, "Oh, that looks like a." And then it cuts to a classroom, and it goes, "Wang."
Oh, so it's just using the same peanut joke from Austin Powers.
Yeah,
that's good.
Okay.
I got a Grumpy Cat. Does Grumpy Cat appear in Ready Player One?
My gosh.
No.
July.
Now, who's Grumpy Cat again?
Grumpy Cat's a famous cat from the internet who looks grumpy.
He's in our theme song.
Oh, yeah. He's in it.
And Alan?
I'm going to jump on July's bandwagon and say yes.
No, Grumpy God Cat is not in it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Am July, you're ahead by one.
Oh, damn it.
Okay.
Agata, you're ahead of Alan by one.
Yes.
Waluigi. In July, oh does God Waluigi appear in Ready Player One?
No.
Alan.
I'm going to go against July this time. Yes.
And Agata.
Yes.
Wow. Yes, he is.
What?
Yeah.
Apparently, Waluigi appears.
Good for him. Wee. Can I guess what the scene?
Sure, go ahead.
Is that he's in? All right, so he's in the classroom with the Wang character.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, look outside. It looks like a huge. And then it cuts to another scene, and they're at like an army base, and somebody goes, Johnson.
I think you're right.
Yeah. All
right,
great.
I think you're right.
There's no way that's not in the movie.
We've already mentioned him.
Am I winning?
You're now tied with July.
Okay. Where am I at?
You're one behind.
One behind.
Okay. We mentioned him already on the show. Chappie. Is Chappie in Ready Player One, Alan?
I will say that he is not.
Agata?
No.
July?
Chappie is my cousin.
Yeah, we know.
we know.
No.
You're all wrong. Chappie makes an appearance in Ready Player One.
Wow.
It's exciting stuff, right?
Can't wait to see it.
Can I guess what Chappie's scene is?
Yes, please do.
All right, so Chappie's in the military base with Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hey, that thing in the sky looks like my chap dick. And it doesn't cut it to another scene.
It does say that that's what happens, yeah. Okay, two more. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agata, the character of Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang Theory, is he in Ready Player One?
Yes.
July.
Now, who is this character again?
He's a
Bazinga.
Yeah, he says Bazinga.
Oh, he's a Bazinga guy. Yeah, why not? He's in it.
And Alan?
I will say no.
July is correct.
Yes. I said yes.
And Agata is also correct.
Okay. Wow.
Dang it.
Sheldon Cooper is in the movie, apparently, and the note says he's having a conversation with Alf in his scene.
With Alf?
Yeah. And then Alf is carrying a bag, and Sheldon Cooper says, "That is not my bag, baby."
Like Austin Powers?
Yeah.
So confusing.
No.
What?
What a confusing scene. Yeah.
No, that's what it said. It did say that he's having a conversation with Alf.
Okay, I
can
dig
last
it.
One. I may have lost track of the score.
We're tied.
They're tied.
Can this be worth like triple points or something?
This one is worth triple points.
Yes.
So anyone could win.
Yes.
This is bullshit.
The character is Frasier. The character of Frasier. July, before you ask, he's the tossed salads and scrambled eggs singer.
Got it.
Those are
got
his two
it
favorite things.
Mm-hmm. Who's me?
I think you. Yes.
He's in it.
Okay.
No.
Alan says no. Agata?
Yes.
Frasier is not in Ready Player One, which means Alan is the winner with the special bonus extra point question.
This is bullshit.
Your pride.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, kiss him on the forehead.
For thank the you, listeners, thank you. Gabe wiped his sweaty hand so that he wouldn't be dating Alan as they shook hands.
That's true.
Oh, man.
Good job, everyone.
Yeah.
So are you guys pumped to see this movie?
I am now.
Absolutely.
Well,
sounds like it's just going to be a lot of Austin Powers references, which I love.
I did the, I mentioned I did the live thing that they have at Hollywood and Vine for it. It was really cool, actually. I recommend it.
Is it a maze?
It's like a installation where you have to like find three keys, and they have all these different rooms set up and actors in there pretending to be whatever. There was a really creepy Care Bear in there. Oh
nice.
Hoping cool. That would be one of the questions.
It sounds scary.
Yeah.
Keys?
Yeah, you have to find three keys, and they're all hidden.
It's like an escape room.
Yeah, kind of.
Did you ever get out?
No, I still live
there.
Now.
You're still there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you're just an iPad. Right
yeah. Yeah.
We're almost done with the show, but we do have one more segment.
Closing segment.
It's a closing segment. And it's where we do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things we talked about on this show.
Mm.
Agata, do you have a suggestion of something we talked about that we can hoedown about?
Yes. Please cook up a beautiful hoedown on the topic of fast food restaurants.
Fast food restaurants.
Fast food restaurants. Okay, great.
Okay. Hey, I looked into my pantry and I was out of stew. So I had to take my car through the drive-thru.
Nice.
I went to Wendy's. It was really good. But inside my burger, I found a piece of wood.
Nice.
Now I went over to Jack in the Box today. What I see, a bunch of bullets sprayed. It was a... this destroying thought place to be. It was tragedy.
I went down to Burger King to have a burger. I thought I saw my dead father, but it was him. It was just some old guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It was his thigh.
Nice. Hey, Dave Thomas, you died a long time ago.
Rest in peace, you wonderful fellow.
You were always just like my dead father, deceased.
And you're best friends with the Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Taco Bell Chihuahua. Yo, quiero Taco Bell.
Nice.
Man, that was the best one we've ever done.
Beautiful.
Probably I know I say it every week, but...
I was like, was it?
It was.
I mean, possibly the best one we've ever done.
Okay.
Was that a true story?
The what?
The Burger King father.
It has some base in reality. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, loosely.
All great humor does.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alan. That was really good.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing it.
What? I'm agreeing. Yeah.
I was trying to. Yeah, it's hard to. I forgot how hard that hoedown thing is.
It can be hard.
When I thought I was done, it kept going.
It sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
You
I was know? Like, oh, there's another line.
Yeah. Once we've done so many of them at this point that you'd think we would have gotten better.
Yeah, some people say if you do something consistently, you'll get better. But we like to just, you know, come in and go down to the sweat lodge, sweat a little bit, go on a couple dates, look at our phones. I'm just calling back everything now.
Okay.
Do you guys think we've done 10,000 hours of hoedown?
I have.
Yeah, Gabe has for sure. I watched 10,000 hours of hoedowns for sure.
Okay.
Alan, thanks so much for coming
on
the
podcast.
No, thanks for having me.
I had a really good time. The hoedown was great.
Yeah.
Great.
Always a good time hanging out with friends and talking trends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Nah.
No? You're good.
Follow me on the gram, Instagram. Yeah.
What is it?
hold on. It's the real underscore Santi Gold.
Oh. The real underscore Santi Gold.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's good. How about you, Agata? Do you have anything to plug?
I'm going to plug just a good hug from a friend.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Get it. Yeah, get it.
Yep. Where can we see that?
See it. Or you mean get one?
Yeah, that too.
We want to see it. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Call up a friend.
Yeah. If you don't know how to get one, Google it.
Yeah. Google how do I get a hug.
Great.
How to get a hug.
How about you, July? Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah. I'll plug Sketch Idol every second Thursday at UCB Inner Sanctum. And the Captain Jam every second Tuesday at the UCB Inner Sanctum.
Yeah. Nice. Check them out. Good shows.
Yeah. Thank you.
Always a good time. Robalore Hall, do you have anything to plug?
He'll plug checking out Alan at Mock Improv.
Oh.
Ah, yeah.
Nice. That's at the clubhouse, right?
Like, yeah.
Nice.
When is that? Improv.
Clubhouse on Thursdays at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
The hot new show.
Yeah, it sounds like she's a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Well, have you ever seen her roll in there?
I have not. I wish I would. Maybe things can progress from there.
Oh, okay.
She's usually by the back.
The back?
Yeah.
She could take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. How large are you?
I'm horny.
Okay. She's horny. She's about the size of an outdoor garbage pail.
I was going to say a George Foreman.
Yeah, no, that's not that
big. Well, her head is like a George Foreman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Outdoor garbage pail?
I should mention, Robalore Hall has been open sourced and is available at robo.twb.cool. If you want to play with her or send a pull request, you know, I'm always trying to make her better. So if you have any changes you want to make to her code base, you're welcome to do that.
Has anyone done that?
No. I'm just saying, it's available if you want. Not saying I'm going to accept your pull request, but you can make one.
Can they hack in there and make her hornier?
Oh, no.
They can try.
That's a challenge to listeners.
That's a challenge. Coding challenge.
And then where would we be? Huh?
Oh, boy.
A better tomorrow.
I can't imagine a hornier Laura Hall.
No.
I can. Probably when she was in her teens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It's on Sunday nights on Showtime, right after Billions.
Whoa, we got that time slot?
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
And we could be found online at twb.cool, on all the social media, at TrendsW Benefits.
Oh, wait, it looks like Robalore Hall wants to say something.
Oh, okay.
The time is Saturday, March 24th, 2018, at 4:20 p.m. and 8 seconds.
4:20.
Nice.
Oh, she's sparking up a blunt.
Oh, that can't be good for her inside.
She's putting on her favorite song, Pass the Doochie on the Left Hand Side.
Oh, I love it.
Thanks to our friend Andrew Clotworthy for our theme music. Find more of his tunes on Bandcamp. And thank you for listening, everybody. Bye.
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 Bye.